In December, it was Bernie Madoff and his $50 billion Ponzi scheme. Now, it's Texas billionaire financier Alan Stanford, accused of swindling investors of $9 billion. Here's how you can avoid scammers in the investment business. First, recognize they exist everywhere. Regulators banned more than 350 brokers from the business just last year. And when it comes to keeping your money safe, you are your own best defense. Steve Wiseman is the author of The Truth About Avoiding Scams.
You've got to do your homework. You've got to understand the kinds of things that can go on. You've got to understand what you're investing in.
Here are the red flags to watch out for. Be suspicious of any claims on performance returns. Anything that promises no risk or looks incredibly complicated is to be avoided. Watch out for investments that are not independently audited. Your money should be held separately from the brokerage accounts. An independent custodian should be appointed to manage it. Beware any advisor who won't let you access your account online or has difficulty taking money out of your account. If you do get scammed, there are a lot of places to file a complaint. The Securities and Exchange Commission is the place to start at SEC.gov. Contact your state attorney general's office and FINRA.org, the regulatory agency for financial advisors. A good first step and a preemptive move, check out a money manager you are thinking of hiring on FINRA. There you'll find whether your advisor has gotten in trouble in the past. For CNNMoney.com, I'm Jerry Willis.